Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today is December 4th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we hear from him as he shares his secret spiritual law of nature today, I want to read this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. We also like to open each program with the following quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true, but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I'm going to hand it over to Alex, who's going to talk about a life without consequences. Alex?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Johanna. And thank you, everyone, for being here, wherever you are in the world and whenever you're listening, if you're with us live or if you're listening to the podcast sometime later. We love you. Welcome. We've been doing this about 14 years. If there's a way we can do it better, let us know. We want it to be a little something to think about and chew on during your week, a little something to challenge you each week, and a little something to apply to your life to maybe make your week and every once in a while your life a little bit better. What we're talking about today is how to live a life with such mental, emotional, and spiritual freedom that you could say or feel, I am living a life without consequences. And so let's start there. When you hear that phrase, a life without consequences, what do you think? What comes to mind? Is it being able to do things that you think are wrong, and so you don't do them for fear of consequences? Is it just a sense of freedom that you don't have now? What is that for you? That's the first place I would start. What comes up for me naturally when I think of a life of no consequences? If I flip it around, a life with consequences, what comes up for that? Very probably, it's having to do things you don't want to do and not being able to do things that you do want to do. And what I want to suggest today is that you can live a life of such freedom in your mind, body, and spirit that for all practical purposes, you are living a life with no consequences, without consequence. After Hope kicked me out of the house, when we'd been married about a year and a half, said she couldn't stand to live with me anymore. And that was exactly what she should have done. Everything in my life kind of crashed over the next 6 weeks. You might say I hit bottom. And one of the things I hit bottom about was that I had really been trying hard to live a life that did not have negative consequences. In other words, I'd been trying to do the right thing. I'd been trying to think positive thoughts. I read books on self-improvement. I talked to people. I didn't lay around on the couch. I worked hard. And yet, everything in my life was failing. And I was very disillusioned. I didn't know if I even believed in a God anymore. At that point was, but I was seeking, okay? And one of the first things that occurred to me is that I did not understand love. And what I was calling love was not love at all, and I'd been doing it all my life. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't anyone in my life that I loved. I think there was. I think I loved my mother. I think I loved my father in some unconditional ways. But largely, my relationship with hope, my relationship with myself, my relationship with God was really not love. It was really have-tos. And I have to do this because if I don't, something bad's going to happen. And I can't do that because if I do, something bad's going to happen. So both things I wanted to do, things I didn't want to do, I had to do if I wanted to have this life without negative consequences. The problem was that I was misunderstanding what living a life of meaning and purpose was all about. I was thinking that living a life of meaning and purpose was pretty much just a synonym of living a life without negative consequences. I wonder if you've ever thought about that in your life. Maybe you're living that way now, or maybe you've just never thought about it. But think about it some this week. Do you correlate living a life, your best life of meaning and purpose, with living a life that does not have negative consequences? And I would assert that if you are, maybe you have the wrong definition. Okay? The Webster definition of consequence is a result or effect of an action or condition. Okay? A result or effect of an action or condition. What I want you to notice from that is there's nothing negative in that definition. Okay? It's not saying a negative effect. It's saying any effect, anything that happens, as if I push this domino over, then it knocks that domino over. If there's any effect, that's a consequence, but by definition, that doesn't mean it's negative. It could be positive. Now, the second definition is of a negative, and it talks about consequences from things in the past, but what I would like to assert today is we need to change our definition of consequence. And if we change our definition, I think it'll change the way we look at it, and I think it'll could change our definition of meaning and purpose and how we live our life. Okay? Hopefully you know, if you've been around me very much, that you have a mechanism in your brain and nervous system that decide basically everything about your moment-by-moment experience in life, whether you're having positive thoughts or negative, whether you're having positive emotions or negative, whether your body chemistry is the way it's supposed to be, so you have lots of energy and a positive outlook and sleep good and all that, or the opposite. Don't sleep, negative energy, 3 or 4 o'clock in the day, you start running down and just look forward to watching 4 hours of mindless TV every day, okay, that sort of thing, okay? What if you change your definition of consequence to there really is no bad consequence, it's just a consequence. It's really not a bad effect, it's just an effect. And that even the things that seem bad now are really for me to learn and grow through to go to the next highest level in my life toward my best life, okay? If we, the mechanism in our brain is scanning constantly for a fear-based signal or a love-based signal from our software, from our memory banks. It's not from external things that happen, unless it's a life or death external thing. I mean, really life or death. But if it's not, then it's by the internal signal, not the external signal. And it's fear, love, or neutral. And on the basis of that, the hypothalamus determines whether to send you the positive or the negative. And once it makes that decision, you cannot stop it with your conscious intention, the positive or the negative. All right? Well, if your paradigm is that a successful life of meaning and purpose means living a life without negative consequence, then that's a fear-based paradigm of life. That's a fear-based philosophy of how to live your life, okay? Because basically you're saying, I'm afraid of negative consequences, and the only way my life's going to be successful is if I can avoid or minimize negative consequences. So that's constantly how you're making your decisions. But what if there really are no negative consequences? What if the negative things that happen are part of our learning and growing to our best self? Okay? Well, that would change things pretty dramatically. Then we would not look at something that we would consider negative right now necessarily negative. For instance, at the time Hope kicked me out of the house, I thought, this is the worst thing that's happened in my life ever, and it's going to ruin my whole life. I mean, I believe that 100% with no doubt at all. Today, I would tell you it's easily one of the 10 best things that has ever happened to me in my life, and I would not be talking with you now if that had not happened. But over about a 6 weeks period, my perspective changed from that being a negative in my life to it being a positive. And I learned the real definition of love and the real definition of fear and made a commitment to live in love as best I can. Focused on that, focused on even if something is painful, it doesn't mean it's a negative consequence. It may very well be like Hope kicking me out of the house and take me to the next best level of my life. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just me. I've lectured all over the world for 30 years, and one of the questions I've asked, not every time but a lot, is have you ever had something that at the time you thought was bad because it was painful, but later down the road you realized it was really good? I've never had one person not raise their hand. Not one. And what most people say, if you give them a microphone and give them a chance, is, oh man, I've had all kinds of things like that happen. In fact, some of the very best things in my life came through things that seem painful and negative at the time like that. Well, what does that mean? It means that in the present moment, we can't judge all the time whether something is a positive or negative. Sometimes the positive ends up causing us more problems. Sometimes the negative causes us to learn and grow so that really what we thought was positive is negative, and what we thought was negative is positive. The only way we can know for sure is as time passes and God is able to do his work in our life through love, which is how our brain and nervous system is built, for love, not for fear. So when our paradigm of life is fear to avoid negative consequences that are painful, then we put ourselves in this place of stress, chronic stress usually, that causes every negative thing that we don't want in our life. And then to realize that it's all happened by me avoiding consequences. So what should we do? Well, I think we need to change how we look at this whole area and make a new commitment to live by what is right, what is good, what is in truth, what is in love, what is in joy, what is in peace, what is in forgiveness, what is win, 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 not by what we perceive as positive or negative end result consequences. And we need to change our definition of consequence to be any domino that gets knocked down. Not necessarily a negative. And even if it seems like a negative, very well we may find out later it's a positive. And I believe if you live your life this way and you commit to love, you commit to doing what is right, win-win, peace, forgiveness, etc., then even if the thing that happens would have been a negative to you if you were not living that way, meaning if you were living a fear-based life, it would have done nothing but negative in you, because you are living with the paradigm of love and peace and forgiveness and win-win-win, it will turn every single negative into a positive long-term, no matter what it is. It's the only way to live with a guarantee that the consequences don't matter long-term. No, let me say that a different way. The consequences are not the most important thing. They may be an important thing. Devastating things happen to people all the time, and I would never say that doesn't matter. But they are not the most important thing. The most important thing is what's in our heart, who we believe we are, whether we've committed to that life of love or fear, whether we've committed to win, 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 rather than just me winning and someone else losing, whether we have committed to prioritizing relationships above everything else in life, because everything at its root is connected or sourced as a relationship issue. So if you heal all of those and make sure all of those are the way they should be, at least as far as you're concerned, then every symptom issue of your life, thoughts, feelings, physiology, actions, etc., are going to get better and better and better all the time. But maybe the best thing about all of this is being able to live in a place of such freedom of mind, body, and spirit that I am not living based on consequences. I am free from that, whether they are good or whether they are painful. After Hope kicked me out of the house and I realized what love was and all of that, I started reading everything I could get my hands on. I was talking to people older and wiser than myself. I read every religious text, not just the Bible. And I came to a conclusion that, you know, it's the way everything in us is wired, this love versus fear thing, okay? So if there is a right way to live your life, it has to be love. And love always points the way to grace. Fear always points the way to law. Grace yields more love, which then points again to grace, which leads to more love. Fear points to law, which is all about end result consequences and ensuring good ones instead of bad ones, and that's your life paradigm, okay? So it does not believe in grace. It believes if you do good, you get good. If you do bad, you get bad. The grace that comes from love, on the other hand, is a spiritual paradigm that says if you do good, you get good. If you do bad, you also get good, at least long term. If you steal a car, you might be put in jail and deserve it. But if you embrace that as, okay, what do I learn from this? How do I progress from this? I'm not looking at it as a negative. I'm looking at it to grow and learn and become a better person. then stealing that car and being put in jail will have an end result that's always more and more positive for your life, even to the point that you could say somewhere down the line, very possibly, the best thing that ever happened to me was getting put in jail. Now, not everyone could say that. Everyone's path is different. Well, I could only find one system of living anywhere in the world that was true love, not just business deal love, and real, tangible, it's not just a perception, it's reality in how you live, grace, where you get good no matter what, long term, which frees you from living by consequences, good or bad. And Hope and I both made a commitment. That's the way we're going to live. That's the way we're going to teach our children. Win, win, win. Love as best I can. Giving up consequences to God and love, etc. And my life today is so far beyond anything I could have even imagined then. And the people I've worked with who have adopted this same basic paradigm have given me the feedback that that's exactly what's happened in their life too. The only people who I've seen it not work for were people who could not get themselves to give up the end result. They could not get themselves to stop living by consequences because they're so afraid of certain consequences. But when you are freed from that, you can truly live your best life. And it may be the only way you can. Think about it. So I would recommend getting our tools out, clearing out the junk, get those viruses out of your heart, those computer hard drive, human hard drive viruses out of your heart, the fear-based memories, the memories with lies in them, etc. And consciously, with intention, commit to living in love and grace and peace and win-win-win, giving up consequences and results, learning from all of them, no matter what they are, etc. That's it for me, Johanna. And I think we had a question.
The question was for the all-access call, Alex.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. But thank you. Did you want to see, we could, well, we do have a question. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Someone just raised their hand. If you have a question for Alex, we have about 5 minutes. We could do that. You can raise your hand by pressing *2. *2 on your phone is going to raise your hand. I'm going to unmute the caller, and your number ends in 5870, and your line is open.
Hello, Joanna. Actually, it's Marilyn. I've come for a trilogy, sorry, but... Alex, that is perfect. I just say to Alex that this, what you've just said this morning, is perfect for my question or for my trilogy. It's totally, yeah, it's brilliant. Cool. I suppose. I just wow. I went, yeah, listen. I went, yep. That's what I need to hear right now. Thank you.
Well, great. Thank you. I need to hear it every day.
Me too. Okay, Marilyn, I'll come back to you in a moment. Keep your hand up.
That's fine.
I'm just going to unmute another caller that might have a question. So just a moment. Okay, this caller is a web caller, and I'm unmuting your line right now. Your line is open. Lisa?
Hi, Johanna.
Yes. Do you have a question for Alex?
Yes, I did. Can you elaborate a little? Johanna is my coach, I would like to say, and a very good one. and I did listen to you last night. I would like, can you elaborate a little bit with intention to commit to living in love? Because I'm struggling with that. Anything you can offer? I've listened to every word that you said.
Sure.
Yes. Thank
sure.
You.
Most of us, our natural intention is to seek pleasure, avoid pain. That's how we're brought into the world. That's how the first 6, 8, 10, 12 years of our life are programmed. And then when we start to get to that age where we understand love and we understand fear and we understand more what life is about and relationships and stuff like that, we are supposed to intentionally choose to not just live by seek pleasure and avoid pain anymore, but to live by what is good, what is right, what is true, what is win-win-win, what is love-based, regardless of our circumstances and regardless of the end results. Now, one person in 1,000 actually lives that way, in my opinion, okay? And there are some who naturally live that way, whether they are just touched by God or had unbelievable parents or just had what is called a resilient personality, which is a psychological phenomenon that about one kid in 1,000, it doesn't matter what you do to them, they're like one of those inflatable punching bags. They just come right back up no matter what, okay? But the great majority of us aren't like that. We're programmed to seek pleasure and avoid pain and be focused on end result consequences. And if we choose to live that way, we absolutely can. It's how everything in nature works. It's called cause and effect. It's called karma. It's called reap what you sow. It's called action reaction. But there is another choice you can make. Most people don't even know there is another choice, but there is, and it's to live in the spiritual realm, the internal realm rather than externals, to live by love, joy, peace. And but to do that, you have to give up to God, give up to love, the end result, which means I might get more pain, or I might get less pleasure, or both. Well, most people can't go to that place. They just can't. Even if they want to, they don't want to, because they're afraid, fear-based. There we go. That's where they are internally, focused on pain and pleasure through the results. So it is the biggest, you've heard the term vicious cycle or vicious circle. It is the biggest, most significant one, I believe, in the universe of all time. And because if you continue to live the way most of us are programmed, you just go round and around like a hamster wheel. And you can try to change your life. Chances are you won't be able to significantly, because that fear-based unconscious will not let you. Because any kind of change, you're surviving now. Any kind of change might mean you don't survive. So we'll just stick with the bird in the hand, the unconscious says. So, and that's what the Love Code is all about. But the tools, Trilogy, Memory Engineering, Rapid Eye Stress Release, those are all to kind of sweep up the floor of your unconscious, take the lie and untruth out of those memories so that you can get to a place of choosing again, the love versus fear, grace versus law, et cetera. I mean, I could talk for days, but that's about all the time we have.
That was an excellent answer. Thank you, Dr. Alex.
My pleasure.
All right. Okay, thank you, Lisa. So, Alex is going to need to go. We don't have any other hands up right now for a question, Alex. But
okay. Love you all. Thank you.
Okay. We'll meet him next week again, folks. So now if you would like to have a custom trilogy or a custom healing code, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. That's going to raise your hand. I will unmute your line. And, oh, what happened to Marilyn? I thought Marilyn was on the phone. Okay, let me see. I'm going to refresh. I have a hand up, and the caller's number ends in 5870. 5870, and your line is open.
That's me again, Joanna. When I pressed star 2 again, it said lowered hand, so you must have just muted me, I think.
Oh.
That's all right.
Okay, well.
Technology is a wonderful thing. Yeah. I would love another trilogy, please. Thank you. The last one was so helpful. What Alex said this morning, it just was so to what I'm looking for, particularly this trilogy. Again, I would like for the family, but it's specific to my son, but I feel a lot of things that he's feeling I can sense in myself, and I've also tested for my husband and daughter. He is in the middle of breaking up with his partner, which has come through healing because it is not a healthy relationship, but he felt very stuck in it. And as a result of healing on his energy, she has chosen to move out next Tuesday. But when I was talking to him yesterday, I said, how do you feel? He says, Mum, I feel confused. But he didn't know why he felt confused. And interesting, 2 years ago, he walked away from her. And again, at that time, his energy was, I feel confused, but doesn't know why he feels confused. The other thing, what came up when we were healing on that yesterday, was he feels a failure because this relationship is breaking up. He feels that he is a failure, and he also has that energy, I think, with women, because every girl he's gone out with has had the same energy of being controlling and emotionally dependent, and this particular girlfriend has an energy of being narcissistic. And so I liked a trilogy that helped. I think there's also trust. I think he's afraid that if he does let her go, he's never going to find another girlfriend, or he's never going to find another girlfriend who's not like the one he has. And when Alex was talking, I did truth test, and he feels her moving out is a negative consequence. And he also had a minor bike accident 3 months ago, and he feels that was a negative consequence. But I feel it was one of these things that he'll look back and say the best thing, because he then had to drive his car to work, which gave him the time to talk to me, and then he would code when he got to work, which he didn't have time for before. So have I sort of said enough to put into a trilogy, or do I need to be more specific?
No. God bless you, Marilyn. We will test to create a code for yourself, but also, of course, specifically for your son and what he's going through right now, to give him so he can experience more clarity and trust,
yes,
as you want him to, and to heal anything that would block him from being able to move into that mindset in that space. And this would be for your whole family. We could do it.
And heal anything that he seems to bring the same type of energy in the girlfriend. It's not a loving energy. He seems to bring in these girls who are controlling and demanding, and, you know, and we really would love him to be in a very happy relationship.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I think he would too.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and test for this. Can you say for me,
Thank you.
I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issues for my son and my family.
The primary issues for my son and my family.
Okay. blocks to clarity.
Blocks to clarity.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure.
Trust issues.
Trust issues.
Okay, yes, trust. Okay, so this is going to address all of that and anything that we're not aware of. So the first minute is going to be for acupoints and meridians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to start with this, with the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Tap all the way to the side of the hand without, you know, all of the points.
Yes, yes.
Then we're going to customize it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
Sore spots.
Yes.
Little finger.
Little finger, yes.
Index finger.
Index finger, yep.
Under nose.
Under the nose, yes.
Chin.
Chin, yep.
Sore spots.
Sore spots.
Under the nipples.
Under the nipples, yep.
And then 9G.
9G, okay.
Okay, minute number two, which is the healing code, first position. There's going to be three positions. First position, left hand bridge, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
Second position, both hands below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Third position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Minute number three, governing conception and chakras. We're going to start at the base, and we're going to slide the hands all the way up over the top of the head to the top of the spine. You want to do that three times.
Yes.
Then we're going to come to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the solar plexus.
Yep.
Slide back up to the heart.
Yes.
Slide up to the forehead.
Yes.
Slide up to the crown.
Yes.
Then all the way over to top of spine.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to the base. Slide all the way up, pausing 4 or 5 seconds at each energy center. So you're going to keep it on the base for about 4 or 5 seconds, slide up to under the belly button, slide up to solar plexus, slide up to heart, slide up to throat, slide up to forehead, slide up to crown, and then all the way over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Thank you very much, Johanna. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome. That. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we still have some time if anyone would like a custom code or a custom trilogy. Let's see. I'm not sure if I already got this one. Oh, oops. Let me unmute that one. I think this might be Lisa, but I'm not. No, let's see. I'm going to unmute this line. It's 5870. Your hand is up.
5870 was me.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Okay. Thank you, Marilyn.
Nice talking to you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. I think it's this other caller is, Lisa?
Yes, Johanna. It's Lisa again. Now, my situation with my son is different than the one you just instructed. Is there some way I can save it to use it? It's regarding my son, but a different situation, but we didn't actually do the trilogy. Is there some way for us to save it or go back to it?
Save it, you mean, are you talking about the one I just did for Marilyn?
Right.
No, we want to create a fresh one for you, Lisa. Would you like that?
Oh, okay.
That, okay.
If you have time, yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead.
I have a situation with my son also, only my situation is he's not willing to communicate with me, and I'm trying to communicate in love with him. He doesn't seem to be receptive to it.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Very hurt and disappointed. I don't know how to reach him, and I don't know whether to just leave it alone, walk away and come back and focus on myself, or because it's really impacting my sense of self-worth, like I'm not even worthy of love.
Yeah. Okay, what I would suggest we do, Lisa, is go ahead and create a code for you to address the hurt, the disappointment, the lack of clarity you're having and confusion and even the low self-worth in your relationship with your son. If we can heal that, there's a good chance that he'll be positively affected by the healing in your heart. So you can do this for yourself and release it to him in love.
Okay.
Okay, so would you like a trilogy?
Yes, please.
Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Relationship with my son.
Relationship with my son.
Okay, very good. Okay, the first minute is going to be acupoints and meridians. You're going to tap from the eyebrows, all of the points, all the way down to the side of the hand. All right? Hello?
Yes, I'm writing notes, honey.
Okay, so acupoints, all of them from... You don't have to write all of them down. Just look at the chart and tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, I get what you're saying. I'm following you.
Okay, so now we're going to do custom tapping, and these are the ones you want to write down specifically. You're going to start with the collarbone. Then you're going to go to the sore spots. Under the nipples and under the arms, all right? Then you're going to go to the face. The face, you're going to go to the side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, and the chin. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to go to the collarbones again and the sore spots and then do the 9G.
Got it.
Okay. Minute number two is a healing code. Okay. Just a moment. We're going to do only two positions. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. And then the second one is both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay. And the third is going to be the governing conception and energy centers or chakras. You're going to start at the base. You're going to slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine and come back and do that again. You're going to do that three times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a clean sweep. Okay, then you're going to go to the solar plexus. That's the tummy. You're going to start there. You're going to slide down to under the belly button. Then you're going to slide back up to the heart. then up to the throat, up to the forehead, down to the base or the root, and then move slowly up, pausing at each energy center until you come all the way up and over to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Perfect.
Okay,
got it.
Very good.
All written down.
Good for you. Okay,
we'll
Lisa, you do that.
Tomorrow.
Thank
you, sweetie.
You're welcome. Do that for a couple of weeks.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is your number ends in 3517. Hopefully that works.
Hello.
3517, your line is open.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Who's here?
Hi. My name is Melinda. Hi.
Hi, Melinda. What would you like to address?
Yeah, well, there's so much going on right now that I don't even know which one to pick. But it's like several things maybe with the same topic. Like I have a situation at work where it's in one way it's really difficult, and at the same time it could be a big chance. And there are some people that really like me a lot, and there's just that one person that has an issue with me, and it could turn out well, or it could be that I even lose my job. But so far everything's like open, but I'm really insecure. And then there's person, not at work, but somebody else that wants to talk to me about something, but I don't know what it is. And I'm really worried. So I go like, oh, that could be something bad. And so that might be connected, like low self-esteem, or insecurity. And I don't know, it's like a feeling of overwhelm as well, because I really feel like I'm not doing a great job as a mom as well. I don't have things under control. It's like everything's going the wrong way, and I should do so many things, but I don't feel I'm capable. I'm doing it not the way I should. There's just too much going on. Yeah, feeling of overwhelm and low self-worth, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and like a fear of like something bad is about to happen, and she's going
right.
to say something bad to me, or yeah, and I can't sleep then because I'm thinking about all that could be, and yeah, so that's
okay.
Too
okay,
much
Melinda, what we'll do is now. Did you want a trilogy or a custom healing code?
Maybe a healing code two, just
okay.
Healing code two
okay.
positions. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issues.
The primary issues.
Okay, very good. Okay, so this is going to be a primary code for you. In other words, you could use this for any and all of the things that you mentioned. The heart, the energy is going to go wherever it needs to go first. So even if it's hard to determine which one bothers you the most, it's okay. You can include everything in the prayer and just trust that the positive energy from the code is going to go where it needs to go to help de-stress and give you more clarity and more peace. This would be primarily, if you were going to work in the categories, it would be in the peace category of the 12 categories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a customized code. It's going to include healing code one and two positions.
Yes.
So the first position is both hands bridge. So you're just holding your hands away from the body. Both hands bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The second position is both hands below the belly button.
Both below belly. Yes.
The mm-hmm. next position is left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Left temple, right hand jaw, yeah.
The fourth position is left-hand brainstem, right-hand high bridge.
Left-hand brainstem, right-hand high bridge, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the last position is both hands, Adam's apple.
Both Adam's apple. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's for you. And I would do this at least twice a day. Mm-hmm. Whatever is bothering you the most, you can just simply put that in your prayer. Or if you're not sure, just put it all in your prayer. But
okay.
I would do this at least twice a day.
Great. Thank you very much. Very nice.
You're very welcome. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I think that's about all the callers that have their hands up today. So we're going to go ahead and end the call. I want to thank you all for participating, and we hope to see you again next week. God bless.